Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 385 of your Overseas Connection podcast. We are your mature gateway or gateway to a mature gaming community. Boy, I got to get this slogan right one of these days. I was thrown off a little bit by the intro music because it was fading in, fading out. It was throwing me off a little bit. I don't know, sound producer Marcanix, what was going on, but I expect better from you next time. That being said, it is August 27th, 2016, and we're here to podcast. We will be having Mr. At Bongo the Sane, Robin Tate, joining us a little late to the party. But in the meantime, people that could make it on time and are responsible and dedicated to the show, like Kim Woods here right now.
That might be a little over, but all right, I'll go with that. Dedicated,
Kim,
responsible, yeah.
Good to have you on. Nice to see that you actually have light in your room.
Yeah, I'm trying. I've got a blazing spotlight on me right now. So, you know, if I suddenly pass out from the heat, you know, don't worry about it. I'm fine.
We'll just watch the sweat drip down your face later in the afternoon.
There we go.
Also on the podcast tonight, Mr. Marcanix, Mr. Mark Wright.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Yes, back again. If you were that warm, Kim, why haven't you got your tank top on again?
I know, right?
Hey, you know what? Look, just because I have the nickname doesn't mean I actually wear a tank top all the time. Yeah, we do actually own other things like t-shirts in California. Yeah. That's it, though. Yeah. Tank tops and t-shirts.
And
nothing
shorts.
Else.
Yeah.
And I am wearing shorts. If that makes you feel better, I am wearing shorts.
Yeah. So, yeah, so if people want to get hold of me, I am Marcanix on Twitter, on Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, and very occasionally on Steam.
Yes. So if the authorities are listening, that's how you get a hold of him. Send the paddy wagon.
And the handcuffs.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, you know, hey, we're a video game podcast. It's what we do. We talk about video games. We talk about life stuff. We talk about news. We talk about things that are happening with us. So let's chat for a little bit. Some new and exciting things have been happening this past week for the show. We've kind of been going through a little bit of a not really a rebranding, but a branding of the show.
A transition.
Yeah, a transition a little bit. Giving ourselves kind of back the kind of the podcast identity, because we were realizing there was a lot of confusion. And that was actually just amongst ourselves on where we were supposed to be sending people. So once we realized we were confused, it just made a lot of sense that everybody else probably was just as confused. So we have tried to make things easier. And so everything moving forward is going to have an OC podcast or Overseas Connection podcast or OC pod theme to it. And I'll explain all of that as we go along through the show. But for now, you should know we have a new Facebook group, fb.ocpod.com. We have our new Twitch channel. So if you're catching this right now on the G4TE Twitch channel, Just check us out on OC Pod. Look up OC Pod on Twitch.
It's actually OC Podcast. So
thank you, Mark. Yeah, this is the growing pains right here, folks.
If they're actually on the G4TE channel now, they can see the OC Podcast thing at low down, and they can click on that to come directly to us, and then click that like button.
Yep. Click the like button, follow us, all that good stuff. Let's face it, we're going to try and give you our podcast in as many ways as possible. You could still find us on iTunes and Stitcher, just like you always could. And of course, on YouTube, we're still there. So, look us up, Overseas Connection Podcast on YouTube. And I think I'm running out of things to say. So what else is going on this past week? Kim, yes. You no longer have windows in your room.
Yes, the hermit cave
Now padded walls too? It's starting to feel kind of like a cell that you're being put into.
I got in trouble, so they decided it was probably safer for me and the community if they just, locked me away. No, I'm kidding. We're building a new house, and we had new windows put in this house about 8 years ago, and we decided instead of shelling out a bunch more money to put new windows in the new house, since we already had these, let's just yank them out and put them in the new house. So right now I'm sitting in a room with the windows and plywood for windows. So you can imagine how warm that is. So,
At least, hopefully the house is going to be done before wintertime.
Yeah, we're shooting for the end of next month. And even then it might not be done, but at least it'll be move-inable. So we can still work on it as we're living in it. So
have you still got a door? Have you boarded that up as well? And you just locked in this little box now?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a door, and, I can open it and close it as far as that goes. At least for now,
There's just a little hatch under the wall where they slide some food and water to you.
Yeah, they slide my vittles in and, bang on the door once in a while and tell me to behave myself, that sort of thing. So, that's what's going on here. Gaming-wise, I've been playing a little games when I get the chance, so, big news. I finished the Descent DLC on Dragon Age. Yay. So, yay!
I'm speechless.
Thank you. I still have to go through and do all the little side quest stuff before I move on to the next DLC, because I think if I move on without doing it, it'll eventually lock down and I can't go back. So, I'll have to do that.
So, basically, Kim, nothing really has changed.
No, because I still have more DLC to do. So, nothing has really changed. I'll be playing Dragon Age for another 300 hours. So,
yeah, how many hours do you have in on Dragon Age yet? Do we know how many hours you have officially?
I think about 300. I may be over that. I haven't checked it in a day or two. So, I might be over that by now. But at last check, it was like 284, and I've played it since. So,
all right. And this doesn't count you just like falling asleep, at the control.
No, I only do that during a Gems of War. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't fallen asleep playing this yet, but
All right. Well, okay. So.
And I What?
Well, I was gonna say, what else have you played?
The Titanfall 2 beta tech thing, whatever the hell it is. I played two rounds of that today. I figured I'd get some in before we podcasted, so I could let you know how I felt about it. And I don't know. My going away feeling is, yay, it's Titanfall. So,
All right.
Did you play last weekend?
No, I didn't get to play last weekend. Okay. That's why I figured I better fire it up this weekend before it, shut
it
off.
It goes away?
Yeah. So well, I did get overly excited because I finally got a Titan. So that was, there was that. Nothing says I'm nerd.
You should get a Titan almost every time you play. I just want to point this out to you.
You should, but I played the original Titanfall, and of course you had to go and get kills and whatever to get your Titan and all that. And so I was a little worried, being as I haven't played it in a while, that I'd be rusty and killed, pretty much right off the bat and never make it. But thankfully, okay. No. I don't know. The first match went well. I got a couple kills. The second match, I got obliterated for some strange reason, and. I don't know. Like I said, it's Titanfall. It looked nicer, but other than that, I can't really say that, it's a gigantic improvement over the first one. I mean, I didn't have any problem with the first one, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, based on the weapons and the loadouts, it appears like they've added more into it, but we can't really tell, what they've really done to, increase the amount of things that you can upgrade on. And I did see Robin, I think, is just logging in or getting close to logging in. So we'll be having him added in. When that happens, I likely will be unable to talk because I'll be concentrating on adjusting the cameras to fit him into the screen.
And everybody will be adjusting to his Irish accent because it sounds something like this.
To hear coming down the heat or coming out of the grabbing like that, if you don't get up beyond, you're a show. Potato!
Yeah, a bit like that. He'll kill me now when he hears that.
Oh, I hope you don't have... You do have one of those for me, too. You have sound bites for every one of us, except for yourself, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what? Maybe there's a way to mute your ass.
Yeah. That's my favorite one, is that?
Yes, it is. It is a pretty good one.
Ooh, Robin's getting saucy, saying, pull me in. Oh, he means into the show, doesn't he?
Oh, all right. Yes. Well, all right.
Well, I will now work to pull Robin in. So keep talking about Titanfall 2. Maybe, Mark, you can start adding in some of your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I haven't actually played Tech Test 2 to see if there's any differences to Tech Test 1. But yeah, I quite liked the first test last weekend. I was a massive lover of Titanfall 1, so getting used to the changes, it's one of those things where you love a game that much, you don't really want it to change, but you do want it to improve, so it's a bit of a grey area. I do like the improvements they have made, though. I love the grappling hook. Have you used that yet, Kim?
Yeah. I have used that. That is nice,
yeah.
I will say.
And the slide mechanic, I love that. That's really cool. And you slide for quite a way as well. If you're running, I can't remember which one you press now, but you slide a bit like in Vanquish type thing. So yeah, it's quite cool.
That's nice. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I enjoyed it because, I mean, I love Titanfall, you know, the first one. So jumping back into it, I guess I didn't realize how much I missed playing it. Yeah. So that was kind of nice. Like I said, nothing says nerd than sitting here, you know, 38-year-old woman sitting here and you get your... You know, enough stuff to get the Titan, and the Titan launches, and you're like, yes, there's my Titan! You know, called it Thor, because that's what I called my last Titan, so it's Thor. God. So, you know.
We spent some hours on Titanfall, didn't we? Cause
we sure did.
I used to switch backwards and forwards. I used to play on 360 with you guys, and then I used to play on the Xbox One with the Xbox One guys. I had two accounts going, and leveling two lots of characters up, it was insane.
Oh, yeah. The only thing is, I found the only problem I have with this now is now that I've jumped back into it and want to play it, now I'm sitting there thinking, well, I'm already buying Battlefield 1, and I'm already getting Gears 4, and of course, Titanfall's towards the end of the month, and at first I was like, I'll wait. Now I'm just sitting there thinking, do I really want to wait?
Yeah.
And when will I have time to play it? So.
Yeah, there's that many games coming up now. I've just had to send GeForce Security wagon over to the United States with a truck full of money for Greg for my share of the games. So that's me skimp for the next couple of years. Because there's that many good games coming out.
There are quite a few. Yeah. There are definitely quite a few.
Well, I'm really excited for Forza Horizon 3. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, so, that one I might actually play. So yeah. It looked really good.
Yeah.
So a couple quick things. One on the Titanfall 2 second tech test. I did notice they sped up your movement a little bit, which I did like.
Yep.
They seemed to adjust also the time it took to get your Titan, which also was kind of a nice little bonus. And I'm almost done manipulating the screen, so everybody will have their nice camera shots.
Apparently they're saying double bongo. I can't actually see the feed for screen. I can see the chat, but not the actual screen because his computer's on.
Yeah, it has been fixed. He won't be a double bongo for long.
Double bongo.
Yes.
Double bongo.
It's more than enough just having one, isn't it? It's because he's such quality of a man. Look at him there.
It is tough. All right. Well, let's bring Bongo the Sane into the conversation. Mr. Robin Tate, thank you for joining the podcast, even if late. We're happy to have you here.
Good evening. I am very, very sorry I'm late. There's a bit of a story behind it, but I'm very proud that I'm late tonight.
Awesome.
So it's Robin Tate here in Ballymena, Northern Ireland, better known on the internet as Bongo the Sane. And you'll find me just about everywhere that way at Bongo the Sane on Twitter and everything else. So the reason why I'm late, my son Joshua, who is 16 not that long ago, just got his
arrested.
Results. Yeah, just got no. Just got the results for GCSEs, and as a lot of parents will know, teenagers sort of hang out in their bedrooms. Well, Joshua was no different. Dota on the PC, all his mates having a great time, hardly ever came out. Anyway, I encouraged him to get a part-time job, and he made a little CV and got it into the local supermarket sort of thing, local convenience store, and he went for an interview, did it all himself. I know the owners, but I didn't put my hand on it at all, so he's done it all himself, and he started his wee part-time job last week. And I'm all chuffed. Yeah. So, so he was working from 4 to 11 tonight, and then from 10 to 4 or something tomorrow. When he's starting college as well, he's done so well on his GCSEs. Awesome. He's got the college course that he wants, and he starts that in about a week's time. He's been accepted in, so he'll get as many shifts in as possible here and earn himself a bit of money. So that's why I'm late, so I apologize. So I just picked him up and dived in. So here
it's
we are.
Good. So it's what have good.
You
done? Here we are.
What have you talked about?
We talked about a little bit about Kim's lack of windows in her room. We've talked a little bit about Dragon Age Inquisition, the Descent DLC, surprisingly so. I know it's a shock to everybody listening to this podcast.
It should be.
We started to talk a little bit about Titanfall 2 beta, and that's when we pulled you in. Hmm. And so I didn't get a chance to really weigh in because I can't multitask. It's a thing, guys.
I've played a bit.
Yeah, so let's go back to Titanfall 2 real quickly. Let's talk a little bit more about it. I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. I really like the adjustments they made to the speed this weekend. I also was able to get the invite network to work. So I was actually able to play with a bunch of the boys over in London from True Skills. We played some matches yesterday afternoon, and that worked flawlessly. Well, I shouldn't say flawlessly. It worked. But the challenge, and I think this is going to be an issue moving forward for whenever you want to play with friends, you need to make sure you're on the same data servers.
Mm.
Even though your networks are set up in your My Networks and you can find people in networks, it seemed like until I jumped onto the London server, it wouldn't let me find them. They were on the London server. I was on my own server at the time. They tried to send an invite to the network, and we all saw one another in there, but I wasn't getting the invite until I switched over to the London server, and then I saw the invite come through.
Hmm. That's a pain in the ass. Because your ping is probably going to go to hell. Your connection's not so good. But at the same time, that should be almost automatic. That should be, well, if you're going to connect to your mates in London, it does something clever in the background and connects you. And you, if you want to live with a ping, you live with a ping. But they're putting another option or choice. Well, maybe that'll disappear when they get it sorted. No? No?
Yeah. Well, hopefully. But I mean... So just an FYI, if you are looking to play with friends right now, at least just when you first pull up the Titanfall 2 tech test alpha, you know, we don't want to call this a beta because we don't want you to think it's an actual demo. When you do pull that up, before you go to play online, see down below, you'll see your data center.
Yeah,
and it'll show you what you're connected to and just switch out to the one where your friends are or do one that's going to be halfway, which I think is actually the better option. Hmm. So I think in the future, especially since I'm out in California, we can all meet up on a New York data center, which is going to be about a 90 ping rate for each of us. Not great, not bad. And this way we can play together.
I'll meet New York. That's great.
Yeah. Meet New York. That's the ultimate goal, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it strange? But the crap that people have been saying about this alpha, that they've killed it, they've wrecked it. I've seen quite a few articles about this, and they've ruined it. And why are they taking away all the things that were good about Titanfall? I don't understand that because they must have been playing something different than we were playing.
Well, I think part of the fear is within the tech test, like. AI was always a big component of the previous Titanfalls. Mm. And so, you know, you had AI soldiers on the field. Well, the only mode they've shown off within the tech test has been Bounty Hunt, which is similar to the old attrition game, except for now it's slightly different. You basically kind of get dollars or money for kills. And then you have to deposit them into banks to earn tickets for your Titan and for the team. And that's a very different mode than attrition was. And people are also saying, well, that's the only game mode we're seeing with AI. And so I think there's a lot of conclusions being made about that's the only game mode that will have AI in it. I'm hopeful and confident that they will have other game modes that will have AI characters in there as well. But I did play a round of Pilot versus Pilot, and I was surprisingly pleased with how fun that was. Mm. Now, maybe it's because it was early days, so, you know, who knows?
It's an alpha.
Yeah, it is an alpha. You know, this is not a you know, finished product. We do have to remember that.
Then although, when is release date?
But I'm going to say, yeah, an alpha.
It's getting close. It's getting close.
You know, I mean, they've got what, maybe what, about a month at latest before they go gold?
You know? It's just going to be tweaks that are being made at this point. This is the game. This is what it is going to be in terms of what we're seeing. But there are a ton of other aspects of this game that we haven't seen yet. We haven't seen any of the campaign. We haven't seen any other the other multiplayer modes. So, and of course, we haven't seen a bunch of the other maps. Now, one bad thing that did happen when I did finally get together with the TrueSkill guys and we were playing a match, we got into one match and we were going up against a fairly seasoned crew of, you know, guys against us. And we discovered that spawn camping on this one particular map also, because it was a smaller map and the spawn points were fairly they weren't real diverse in terms of there wasn't a lot of distance between where you would spawn. So it was very easy to get basically camped. And we got spawn camped hard for a good 10 minutes where it was like you were coming out. You're going into the match and you're literally taking like five steps and you're getting hit.
Yeah. So camping hard is something you're good at, Greg.
You got to camp hard, man. You gotta, God, camp the hell out of that. Anyway, so
Jason.
So that is something that I think they need to address. I do think they need to figure out a way to maybe add in some additional spawn points or, at least a system that, will acknowledge fairly quickly if spawn camping is happening and flip the spawn points to allow you to get out. But outside of that, I mean, I really have enjoyed my time with the game and I love the grapple hook. The grapple hook has been an amazing addition to Titanfall. So, I think we covered Titanfall.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the window.
Let's talk about the window.
Yeah. Window? So, Kim, the window that you don't have.
Oh, yes.
Because it's funny you bring that up today. Because I mean, I was out. I mean, I had the builders here today, and they were plastering another part of Man Cave 2. And my father-in-law came around and said, "You know, Robin, this man cave, this room you've made is brilliant. But you know what? If we put a window here, it would be brilliant." So I got to thinking about it, and I'm actually going to get a window put in as well and cut some trees down so I can be overlooking the fields. So it's going to be back to nature, man cave. So
nice.
You've got fields.
You don't have a window
as well.
You don't have a window?
In the room that I've made in my garage,
right?
It's completely dark, which is good. But there's some beautiful fields and hills rolling North Antrim countryside, and you have all this around you as well, Kim. So get a window behind you there, so we can see the little bunny rabbits, and lions, mountain lions, and the bears.
So we can see Jason coming up behind you.
And the aisles. So yeah, the windows are the whole thing today. Definitely.
Windows are good. I would ask that you don't put the window directly behind you for the podcast.
Not a problem. Because light coming behind you.
So it's not this room. This is my camera.
Yeah, this is my one.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help Kim out here a little bit.
Yeah, that would be right. Yeah. Maybe get a window and then put blackout glass on it. So that would be the thing.
Get a window and black it out, Kim.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Just perfect. Problem solved.
Do recommending tips from Bongo.
Good. Yeah.
All right. Let us move on from Kim. I'm afraid to ask Robin. You have a list that is longer than my arm.
Yeah, I know you said three only. So someone's going to skip through.
We've got some story time things before the games anyway.
No, we have got our own song.
Wrong podcast.
Sorry. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, talk about your virgin, Mark.
Yeah, kicked the virgin. Yes. Title of my thing is I've kicked the virgin. Now, what it is I have taken Robin's lead. Robin recently cancelled his TV subscription to the cable stroke satellite company, broke free from the tyranny of the large corporations.
I'm free.
And I've done the same this week. I have rung Virgin Media up and says, my TV package, be gone. I don't want it anymore.
You didn't mention me. You didn't say, Robin, Bongo the Sea and told you to get rid of your cable or your satellite package?
Well, the first time I rung him, I did. As soon as I said Robin Tate, they hung up. I don't know why. So I had to ring back anyway. So, yeah, so I am now watching Freeview, the free-to-air channels, and I have got an existing Netflix account and Amazon Prime account. And like Robin, now, if I want to watch anything on Sky, I just get one of the Now TV subscriptions. There's plenty of them going around on eBay cheap. So
yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's where you get them, on eBay, and they're about half the price.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I've been free of the shackles of oppressed TV coverage now for several months, and I'm no worse off.
Yeah.
So the only disappointment for me is one of the main reasons I decided to make the call was that the Xbox One was going to turn into DVR.
And Michael Spencer decided,
that was it. But oops. Saying that, why do you even need a DVR these days when everything is there on catch-up?
Yeah, well,
you know, so
I'm quite fortunate there because I've got a smart TV and I can connect to hard drive via USB and do the hard drive that way. So
yeah. And as well, you save money on your broadband, Mark, you were telling me. I'm impressed because I was going to do the same.
I've dropped from 152 meg, which is the fastest in my area at the moment, down to 100 meg. So
I was going to do maybe reduce mine by half.
And that 100 meg is still about, 95 meg faster than yours, Robin?
Yeah.
So altogether, so the TV package and the internet, I am saving 70 English pounds a month.
It's amazing.
It's a lot.
It's amazing.
It is a lot.
That is a lot.
So we'll happen. Yeah.
I mean, America's even worse because you guys pay hundreds of dollars a month for.
I can't believe your packages and stuff. Your mobile contracts are extortionate in America, aren't they?
Yeah. So I was going to say I pay right now. So I have a landline for my office. I've got my internet connection, which is a 75 meg internet connection, and then. It is Fios though, so it's not not cable modem, which I prefer. And then I have the kind of everything you can watch package, which I don't really want, but oddly enough, it was cheaper. So go figure. Yeah. But I pay it's like $208 a month now for all of that. So that's actually not a bad deal, all said and done.
It's 150 quid.
So. Compared to what I was paying, which was closer to 270.
Jeez.
Wow. So yeah. So I was actually pretty pleased. I think the cable companies are finally really feeling the squeeze, and they are lowering their rates. When you're complaining, because that's basically what I did. I just got on there. I was like, look, my bill is $280, and that's ridiculous. So they offered up the 200, and so I was like, yeah, fine,
we're good. Mm.
Now, for my cell phone, I pay $186 a month.
Wow.
But that's for two cell phones, two lines, plus two data pads connected up to it. So,
my work phone is ridiculous. I mean, I do pay Judith's bill and Joshua's bill, but it's next to nothing. But my monthly bill averages between £300 to £500.
Holy crap.
Yeah,
because I make and receive 100 telephone calls a day, and most of them, a good majority of those, are international. So,
but you business also, phones also, different, isn't it? Yeah,
you get reimbursed for it.
I pay nothing.
Yeah. So there you go.
I control the bill, but the bill goes to the work office. So
right. All right.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Sorry, it's just this week as well. After last week, I mean, I had just my internet had went to hell, and after coming back from America, our connection was crap. Just really, it went just pathetic. And
well, to be clear, Robin, your internet connection was always crap.
but it was solid crap.
it was solid crap as opposed to liquid crap. All right.
Yeah. I'm with you. Know, it was consistent. It wasn't dropping in and out. And you know, so I think it was one night I went to McDonald's to podcast with you.
Yeah.
That was, I think, the only time.
That was
time.
Epic.
Yeah, those old years, yeah.
And especially playing the trivia quiz with your horn at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
The police driving by, oh God.
So I think the only thing that would have made it better would be driving through the drive-thru and ordering French fries on the podcast.
Really? Yeah.
That could have made it for all time. Anyway, sorry, Rob.
Anyway, so the internet was so bad, and we'd received a couple of calls. And Judith had taken a call one morning to say our router was sending out bad stuff, and they were going to have to switch our internet connection off and reset it all. And Judith went, sorry, who are you? And it all went a bit funny, and she hung up the phone.
Okay.
So I thought, yeah, this is a scam. It's a scam.
Right.
Definitely a scam. So just the other morning there, another call came through, and I answered it, and this girl sounded legit. And I went, yeah, and who are you speaking to? And she gave me my name, and where are you phoning? Where do I live? And she gave me my rough address. She said, rough address, the town.
Okay.
And my account number, I says, no, the call is being recorded. I cannot give you your account number. And she says, but your router is doing things. We're going to have to switch off your internet unless we do some stuff now. I said, well, tell you what, give me your telephone number so I can phone you back, if you don't mind.
Right.
So she gave me this telephone number. She says, but I'm going to have to switch off your internet now. I says, that's okay. You go ahead and do that if you have to. So I phoned the number, and the number was BT. It was British Telecom.
Okay.
So I got really suspicious. So then I went and phoned the helpline and got through and explained the situation. Says, no, this is definitely a scam. I'm sorry. We would never, ever, ever do that. I said, well, I put, a bad internet connection and this, thought maybe something bad was going on. Can you check my line? So they checked the line, and it seems to have improved, whatever they've done. Said, like, it should improve over the next 48 hours. So hopefully tonight it'll be a bit better. Not perfect.
Yeah, so far, so good. So far, so good.
3 meg or 4 meg, we're rocking it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just be careful. If anyone phones you up and asks you to give your information about your line, and no matter how professional, and this was not some, excuse me, Indian call center, somebody with very bad English. This was an English person that was very clear and very concise and very believable. So, but just don't just phone them back. Don't give them password or any information, no matter how good they sound,
There's a lot of them.
So in the US, we have a similar scam going on. So they call up and they actually claim they're from Microsoft.
Yeah, you've got a virus.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've detected something.
I want them to ring me. I'd so want them to ring me because I've got a Mac.
Please hold.
They rang me the other day, and I was actually going through a drive-thru at the time, which is pretty funny. So I'm on my cell phone, and they're calling my cell phone, and they're like, "We're detecting something going on in your computer right now." And I'm like, "Really?" I'm like, "Well, that's interesting." And I say, "Well, what are you detecting?" And well, sort of if. We are detecting problems, and of course, he's Indian dude, and then I was just like, you're a fucking clown, and I'm like, you're not getting jack shit from me. I just started laying into him, and then I just hung up on him.
And parts of me feel sorry for those people, because that's a sweat house that they're trying to do this, and I'm sure,
I don't feel sorry for them, Robin.
No.
I don't feel sorry for them.
Well,
in the other scam, by the way, since we're talking scams.
They kind of have a car in their front room,
Here's the other fun one we've been getting, and I've actually had this one come through on my phone, my work line. It'll be an automated message, and it'll be like, hello, this is the IRS, and we're calling. This is our last and final warning to you. We are getting ready to file charges against you. You must pay back taxes immediately. Please dial blah, 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 and pay these taxes immediately, or we're sending the sheriff out to you. I mean, putting the fear of God in somebody that doesn't know any better. But yeah, those are
sad thing is these things are successful. It's a numbers game, and people get suckered by it.
Absolutely a numbers game.
And if you go along to conferences about wealth creation and go in there and sign up, it's the same thing. You'll have bought a timeshare.
Yep.
And that's exactly. And I don't know anybody that would go to some weird hotel room for a conference that they didn't really know about, to a convention center.
To a sleazy hotel.
So for the listening audience that has not heard this story yet, so my wife had been invited to
basically a wealth management free seminar to go and just check out.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, come on, let's check it out. It's being put on by Damon Johns, who is from the Shark Tank. And it was all legitimate in terms of it was being put on from his company, that kind of thing. But of course, with any of these free seminars, it's a catch thing. It's they're trying to reach out to those that they think they can get to invest in some kind of program, give them some money. Whether or not it actually pans out to be successful is highly skeptical and possibly less likely to happen than most things. So that was going on. And we went to this conference, and it was being held at the Barboza Inn Grand Hotel Convention Center.
Wow.
And we show up to this place. And mind you, it was in a city that we were not familiar with. It was a city north of us called Yuba City, and I had never been to Yuba City, or at least not in many, many years. I'd gone up through there as a kid on our way to a lake. So we get to Yuba City, and this place is just – it is a crap hole. I mean, this is like the place that you're driving through, and you're like, you know what? I don't feel quite safe getting out of the car. And we pull up to – we pulled up to the convention center, and it was this little dinky ass rundown hotel, and the like awning says convention center on the side of it, but I mean it's like got tears and rips in it, and I'm just like, just look at Cindy, and I'm like, do we just keep driving now? I'm feeling we should just keep driving, and then we just laughed. We're like, well, we got a babysitter, we might as well have a little bit of fun. Let's go listen, see what they have to say. We'll make a night of it. We'll go get dinner afterwards. No matter what. And so we listened in, and it was exactly what we thought it was going to be, which is, you know, they're trying to motivate the entrepreneurs of the world. But really what they're doing is they're preying on the people that have just a little bit of money that want to try and make something successful out of life.
You know what, Greg? You know what I would have done? I would have done the Better Call Saul thing, and I would have – you and the wife went in with a big persona, which is high rollers. Well, you were there.
We kind of did. And it was by default, because the individuals that were in listening to the convention, we realized this was who they were picking on. This is the people they were going at. And what was even better was they had the guy planted in the audience that midway through the conference, like, this guy has really said nothing to truly motivate anybody yet, just gets up and goes back and signs up. And he's like, oh, we've already got one signing up now. And he like makes a point of going back and patting the guy on the back. And I'm like, oh, that's class. That's class.
Yeah, that's very very SEALs technique still going on. Lovely. Lovely.
Yep.
Anyway, so you were going to ask me about my list.
No, I want to talk to you real quickly about bike plaster puss.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, the plasterers, they're out there. We've done that.
All right.
As you guys know, sadly, we are not very lucky with our pussies.
No. You have a problem with pussy.
Yeah. We've been in this house 4 years, and I've had two pussies. And those pussies have now been dried up, and they're gone. So we've now got a new pussy. I've got a new pussy in the house.
Is it still alive?
Yeah. And it's still alive. It hasn't been knocked over. So what else could we call pussy number three but Lucky? So Lucky is a little black and white kitten, and he's pretty cool. And so Lucky is around again. And I am unbelievably allergic, but I just love them. I just look at them and I start to sneeze, but I just think they're class. So
No wonder you're killing these cats. You're getting irritated by the cats. Your allergies are kicking in, and you're just like, screw it, bam.
Yeah. Well, I got a bit of tech. I actually got an electronic cat flap. So
with a little ID,
ID thing, and I can program it to come in and out and lock at certain times. So I'm looking forward to that. And the other thing that I've done this week, which is kind of odd.
Yeah,
I bought a bike, bicycle,
bike,
red. It's bright red. The photograph. Do you know what? I wish I had bought pink, because that would have been class. But no, this is a bright red road bike. So it has the curly handlebars, Tour de France type thing, carbon fiber built. You could pick it up with one finger. The tires are as skinny as Greg's
skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans, and it's class. I was out on it today for a good run. My backside is a little bit sore. I thought, well, I could maybe do a bit of, yeah, there it is.
Pink bike.
It's dear me. So I thought, maybe I can go out riding with the boys and stuff, and maybe do a bit of this as well, and enjoy the countryside that I'm around, and right. Maybe get a bit fitter again, because the running is not happening just at the moment. So I just thought, well, yeah, let's go for this. Let's do this. And it's class. So I'm going to do a bit of cycling and see how that goes. Be cool. So I know there are some avid road cyclers out there in the community. So any hints and tips you can give me where to start? I mean, this thing came with two different sets.
One hint.
What? Don't fall off.
Get a good seat.
I've got
The seat is comfortable.
It's excellent.
Because let me tell you, it's going to get sore down there.
Yeah, I will anyway. I'm going to get some padded shorts, I think, at the beginning of the week. Definitely. Anybody of the guys there, hints and tips. I mean, this thing came. Yeah. That's one of the girls, please.
Sorry.
It came with two sets of pedals. The pedals that were on at first were for these little special shoes, and your shoes clip in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The pedals, and then you can't put your feet down, so you fall over. So I took those off because I'm not ready for those yet and put a standard set of pedals on it. But maybe when I get all lycra'd up and get all fancy.
The big burning question is, are you wearing the lycra outfit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'll get the shorts anyway. I mean, when I ran.
Are you going to get the aerodynamic helmet?
It's not completely. I ordered a new helmet there last night. It's not complete. It's not that shape yet. No, but when I was doing the marathon running and all that sort of stuff, yeah, you have to wear the right gear. Yeah,
so Robin,
stops the chafing.
Yeah, the other thing is with the pedals and the special shoes that clip in. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is, once you get used to riding your bike after a while, one of the things you're going to want to start practicing so you can wear those special shoes is when you come to a stop, instead of actually coming to a stop, what you're going to do is you're just going to balance on the bike.
Yes.
Keeping it standing. So
I'm pretty good at that.
Your feet won't leave the pedals. You'll just kind of
just turn the front wheel. Yeah, you'll balance. Yep. Yeah, I'm well used to that with the bike. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. So, but it's a fantastic thing. It's beautifully balanced, and I was out for about 10 miles with Charlie today up around the hills and stuff. It is gorgeous thing to ride. Lovely.
Did you have your iPod on while you were cycling?
No, that's dangerous. That's dangerous.
No, you did. You didn't have that on there.
I was going to get it extended, get an extra seat in the back for you so you could do the sound effects while I was going around the place. That'd be the
idea. You could get the front seat.
So the front seat. Yeah. That'd be good.
A little sidecar. Yeah.
That's the way I used to get around. I remember years ago I was in primary school. There was a school play on. I must have been about 9 years old. And when I think about it now, if it had been done, it would have been frowned upon. The caretaker of the primary school. So it was one of those special school plays that were on. I remember it was winter, it must have been around Christmas time, and really cold, dry night. And Mr. Allen, God rest his soul, he's dead now.
Most of your cats.
It was in the boiler room of where the heating system was, diesel heating system for the primary school. And you used to go in there and it used to smell lovely and comfortable and warm. And he had his wee cup of tea and lovely wee man. But I remember that night him bringing me home on his old black, ordinary handlebarred bicycle. And I sat on the bicycle handlebars.
Yep.
And he brought me home on it. And I always remember that. And probably people thought he was a pervert now. I was sitting on his bell.
Only if he made some moves.
Anyway, so yeah. That's
video game.
Video game. Yeah, Fraser's just put in the chat, it's a video game podcast.
No, it's a bicycle podcast.
Well, I did order an onboard computer for the bicycle as well. So that's what you hear soon. Okay, games. All right, so today was the 27th.
Hold on, Robin,
yeah,
real quick.
Yeah.
Slow down for a second. Slow down.
Yeah.
Here's what's going to happen. What? You're going to talk about the games you've been playing. You're going to let Mark talk about the games he's been playing.
Okay.
I'm actually going to walk away from the computer real quickly. I have to check on my little one. So you keep talking. Hold the fort down.
I can do that.
Nope. No more pussy talk.
Hold on. I cannot hold the fort down. Is the fort floating away? Is it in the sky?
Yes. Hold down. We are in a virtual internet fort right now.
And it's floating off in the sky, and I have to point you down. Eventually
float out, except for Kim, who has no windows.
Hold the fort. There is no down.
Hold the fort down.
Go do your thing.
So, hold the fort down.
Tell us about obliterators, Robin, please. Please. All right, okay. Please tell us.
Today is the 27th, right?
Yes.
And I woke up today, and I thought, yes, the 27th. And do you know what that means? That means Forza Horizon 3 is ready to play.
What?
Woo. Yeah. The 27th of September. I missed the whole month. You missed a day. I missed the whole month.
Oh, dear. So I bet you were so excited when you woke up, and then you were so disappointed.
So disappointed. So I switched the Xbox on, and the Forza Horizon, no, you're not ready yet. Too early. Darn it. So I had a look in the store, as I do. And there was this game there called Obliteracers. Mm-hmm. And there was a free trial. So I downloaded the free trial and I started the free trial up. And within 30 seconds, it gave me 50 gamer score. And I cursed at it because that means you have to play it.
They got you, didn't they? They actually hooked you.
Yep. So look, Obliteracers is a kart racer. It was developed by a company called Space Dust Studios, and they're Australian. They're from Melbourne, and they've been going since 2013. This little studio has a really good pedigree. I mean, these guys worked on Battlefield and Tomb Raider, Dead Space, and they're older guys. They've set up this studio, and this is one of the first games that they've done. So kart racer with a difference. It can be 16 person multiplayer, ready to go now. Wow. Or 8-player local, which must be nutty. So if you have 8 controllers...
I'm going to say you need a lot of controllers.
Yeah, so the idea is it is a kart racer. You pick your character, little tanks and all weird and wonderful characters. But there are no laps. So it's not like it's a 6-lap race or a 10-lap race.
Or is it point to point?
No, it's still like a Mario Kart circuit. But if you fall behind off the screen from the main racers, you're out. If you fall off the track, you're out.
So it's like endless runner type thing.
Yeah. Or if you're blown up by one of the crazy weapons that you pick up at the power points, you're out. And there's different modes. There's like a deathmatch mode, and there's like an attrition mode, and there's like a head to head, and it's actually tons of fun. It is. Right. It's really, really, really good. So I was playing it myself against the AI, and then I got the kids in as well, and we had a ball this morning. So the demo was only for 15 minutes, and after the demo was done, I hit the button and bought it because it's a great party game. About 10 or 11 quid, something like that. There,
right?
So yeah, it's pretty cool. It'll probably end up as a freebie somewhere down the line, but it's a good party game if you've got kids. And if you're missing Forza Horizon 3, because it's not this 27th, it's next month, 27th, that might be the thing for you. So, Obliteracers, right. Not too shabby.
I'm downloading the trial right now.
Good lad. Okay, quickly, DuckTales Remastered. I'd never played a DuckTales game. It's a simple platformer, sort of Metroidvania. It has stupid ducks and Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and
don't
the
call
others.
Them stupid. Do not call them stupid ducks.
I like them, but the main duck Scrooge McDuck,
Scrooge.
The voice actor that does him, I don't know if it's a one that was in the cartoon, but it couldn't be. It's so like, I'm reading the script. This is my gold in a Scottish accent. But okay. It's kind of weird. It's very playable. And I keep on going back to it, and I'm just chipping away. It's a backwards compatible thing, and it was pennies. I think it was 2 quid. So,
I almost bought it here a while back, but I didn't know it was very good.
Good little old school platformer. Right. The other thing that I've been tackling in the last week or so is prominence poker. And I think, Mark, you dabbled with this?
Yeah, I've had a quick go, yeah. Yeah, it's not too bad. It's your standard poker fare. I do prefer the pure poker game. But it's the same sort of thing. Obviously, this one's a free-to-play one. So there's all the microtransactions to keep it going.
Oh, I haven't come across that yet.
I was going to say, I find poker games tough. Tough in that I find them hard to get into because, to me, unless you have real stakes at hand,
yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, you don't get nervous about raising that the call or whatever. You know, you don't have anything to lose. You can go all in, and who cares? But, you know, I played poker, real poker, 2 weeks ago, and it was such it was an exciting feeling, and it was. You know, there were some up moments, there were some down moments. I got hosed. I had three aces and thought I for sure was going to win and got screwed. You know, things like that happened. But I mean, that was because there was real money involved. It had that exciting level. Whereas I have yet to find a poker game that is able to capture that.
I suppose, Greg, I'm looking for the magic that we had on the Xbox 360 on the poker game that was there. Whatever it was called, but it was a great poker game that uses your avatar, and I remember the great nights that we had playing that as a group, and that's what I'm looking for again, because there isn't. You're right. I mean, I did get a bit of a thrill today when I went all in and lost everything. I'm trying to bluff.
Right,
but again, I'm just looking for that game that's like the 360. I think this is actually the best poker game on the consoles at the moment. I think I played it quite a bit. These people are from Eugene in Oregon. So, you know, what do you expect? and they also made Gems of War. Yeah, Kim.
All right.
So, yeah, you choose your avatar. And what I've done is my avatar looks like Chinny. Yeah, the long hair, or else a fat Jesus. I'm not quite sure which one it is. So I'm playing with fat Jesus Chinny at the moment. So yeah, that's
fat Jesus Chinny at the moment.
Fat Jesus Chinny. So yeah, prominence poker. If you're hungry for a poker fix and you want something for free, that's it. I played the completion this week. Assassin's Creed Chronicles. I started those three games. I bought them on a cheapie from Climax Studios.
Yeah, I feel bad for you right now.
Yeah.
Chronicles China's going to be free next month.
If you, on the community, if you want to work out what's coming next free, look what I've been playing recently. So, like, the Assassin's Creed game, again, they've got sort of mediocre reception, and they're 2.5D games, sort of platformers, in the style of Mark of the Ninja. If you've never played Mark of the Ninja from 360, I think it was available on PlayStation. Shame on you. You must. It's one of the best games, little arcade games that were ever made. It does replicate the atmosphere of Assassin's Creed pretty well. The music beats, the climbing even sort of feels like a good Assassin's Creed. There's a bit of clunkiness here and there. And I played it and enjoyed it, about 6-8 hours long. I would recommend it if you're an Assassin's Creed fan. Or Mark of the Ninja. Good little stealthy bits in it, stuff like that. And then I've got India and Russia to play. I hear by the time it gets to the last one, which I think is Russia, they get bad. So, that's that. Yeah, so that's those.
Okay.
And, of course, some Witcher. I'm in the middle of Bloody Baron at the moment.
Oh, that is a quality quest line, is that? I love that.
Yeah, so look, I have the difficulty set to, what is it, story and some swords. Is that it? They describe it that way. And things don't seem terribly hard to kill. Maybe I should up the hardness a little bit. Maybe. Or, because there just seems to be an awful lot of
stories.
Video.
Yeah, go to the next level. I think the next level is stories and some sex.
Oh, I want the sex.
On a unicorn.
But I mean, the Bloody Baron bit, I mean, there's just so much video. You do watch an awful lot, but it is very entertaining. It is very, very.
Indeed.
It's well acted. Yeah, it's well acted as well, isn't it?
And that bloody Baron character is not what I expected. I expected him to be a bloody nasty Baron, but he's more like, "Ooh, Gordon's live!" Your man.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like an Oliver Reed in it.
Did you finish the whole Baron quest?
No, I've changed a little.
Okay.
And I've been killing wolves.
Oh, all right. Okay. I think I know the quest you're on there. Yeah. The Baron quest, I think is a really, really good side quest. One of the best side quests probably in an open world game I've ever played. And it's partly because of the Baron character, because I think he, as you go through that character has a lot of depth to him, that I didn't initially think. Well, no, just like from the emotional aspect, from the motivations. Okay. It's a very interesting story. You really should follow that one through. I think you will be quite pleased.
Brian Blessed. That's the name I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good. Leveling up seems to take an awful long time.
I'm only
level 4 or 5 at the moment.
It won't go fast.
Yeah. So
use your crafting abilities. You can kind of supplement your leveling with getting better equipment.
I'm going to have to read about that because I'm going around with a red broken sword at the moment and I don't know how to get it fixed. I know there are repair kits, but I've got one for armor. And I have all these vegetables and minerals and stuff that could
don't
make
worry
things.
About the vegetables and minerals. Just let them collect. You'll get ingredients that will use them. But for the armor and the weapons, you need to go to a armor smith to fix your armor. And you need to go to a weaponsmith to fix your weapons.
Yeah, and there
you do need to fix them because if you don't fix them, they do much less damage.
And you also, later on in the game, you get crafting diagrams. So once you've got a diagram for something, it tells you what ingredients you need. Once you've crafted it once, you can craft whenever you want then that item, like your bombs and stuff, your nests. So once you get the diagram, and you can get them from some vendors as well. The grape shot bomb and stuff.
Yeah, well, I haven't got that yet. I know what it is. Give me a couple at the beginning and I've used them. So, but I'm enjoying it. It's pretty fab. It is pretty good. And it was weird because for about a week there, I couldn't bring myself to play it. Isn't that odd?
Yeah, I remember you were saying you were having a hard time getting into it.
And then I put it on the other night again and I went, wow. Oh, this is why was I doing this to myself? It's because it's fab. So but again, just gaming September, October. I know you touched on it there. Just looking at the stuff that's coming, September, October, November is just we are so blessed. Yes. Jesus, we are so blessed at the games that are coming. It's fantastic. Amen. Yeah, sing it. Yeah. It's just the stuff that's coming from Halo Wars 2, which is to Battlefield and COD, which has redeemed itself.
Well, Halo Wars 2 won't be till next year. That did get pushed out.
Yeah, time travel again. But you know, the stuff that's coming is just phenomenal, and the stuff that's coming even right now for racers out there, like the F1 game that's out, Assetto Corsa is out. Goodness me, it's just unbelievable. And by the way, if you're really interested in what some of the other community members think about what is their must buy before the end of the year or the season coming, please go onto the Facebook page that fb.ocpod.com.
Yep. Yes.
And
well
done. We've got a poll on there right now asking you that very thing. There's a list of some games there, and you can fill in the blank about what you think. I would love to hear from you because there's lots of feedback
there. You'll
be
hearing from me because I'm sure most of those responses are wrong. I will be coming to let them know what is right.
Of course. So,
all right, Mark.
That is me.
Yes. Mark, let's push over to you. What have you been playing, sir?
I have played some FIFA 16 Pro Clubs. Huh? There's a few game modes in FIFA 16, and Pro Clubs is one I haven't played before. Pro Clubs is basically you play as one player in a team, and you can have up to obviously 11 different players all in the team at once, playing together. And I joined the True Skill guys this week. I played with Step J, Viva La Pedros, and Game Over UK. Step J and Viva La Pedros played up front as strikers. I like to play as the right midfielder. I like running up the wings and crossing it in.
Right.
And Game Over, he just played everywhere because he's a whore. But yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. And it's different to playing normally, because normally, you're, obviously on FIFA games, you switch between all the players on the field. So you're all over. So you've got to keep some discipline in keeping your position.
So you switch between midfielders, but you won't go up to forwards or fullbacks.
No, in pro clubs, you play as one guy, so you need to stay in your position. All the time. Yeah,
you can't switch.
No.
Okay.
Well, you can. There is an option to switch, but you don't level your guy up because you get performance stats. And you increase performance by doing certain things. And apparently in the next game, FIFA 17, it's going to be more XP based on how you perform in that game. Whereas at the moment, you get challenges where it'll say perform so many trick shots or whatever.
I think NHL, was it 14 or 13 did the same thing where they went online, but you had your character that you leveled up.
Yeah.
And you had to choose a specific position.
Yeah. So I was I really enjoyed that, and I've got an open invitation from the True Skill guys, which I really appreciate. And they are all getting FIFA 17 because they're playing the beta for FIFA 17 at the moment, and say it's a really good version. A few improvements over the current one. And my son is getting it on disc, so I I can borrow that. So I'll be playing pro clubs with the True Skill guys on that. I've played some more Doom, what we picked up in the sale recently.
Yep.
I did the first
game. I think I have yet to touch.
Yeah. But I did the first mission. I've not played it since. But I played the second mission, and this is a lot more involved. I think the first mission was just like a bit of a tutorial taster, because the second level it's quite in depth. It's quite a big map area. But oh man, that game is so much fun. It's a nice change to the regular shooters. You're just going around, moving really smoothly and fast, just unloading your shotgun into these creatures from hell. And the finishing moves, the glory kills to regain a bit of health, they're never-endingly fun. You never get tired of it. So,
I hate to disagree with you, Mark, but I'm about three-quarters of the way through the game right now.
Right.
And again, I'm finding it hard to go back to, because it is so gloriously good and so lovely and so wonderful and so smooth, and the shooting is so good that it's almost got a bit boring.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm only on the second level, so yeah.
No, it's fantastic where I got to, but it started to get a bit samey.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Robin, real quick question, Robin. Banana?
Mm-hmm. I got a banana and potato pipe. Yeah.
All right, so Doom, but you're still enjoying it, Mark?
Yeah, loving it, yeah. I mean, I've been trying to mop up some of my humongous pile of shame. There's so many good games coming up, and I know Forza Horizon 3 is going to just suck all my time up next month. So I want to finish.
Today?
No, it's next month, Robin, get it right. So I've been trying to catch up on, I want to get Rebel Galaxy out of the way.
Okay, quick question.
Yeah?
How is Rebel Galaxy? I almost picked it up here a while back.
Oh, it's so good. It is so good.
It's a space sim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's space sim light.
Yeah, it's an easy space sim because it's on a 2D plane, whereas you haven't got all those complicated 3D environments and lining up your shots. But this game sucks you in as well. My idea was to go in and just complete the story missions, get it out of the way, get it in the bag. Yeah, victory achieved. Thank you very much. Robin pays extra money to the kids.
I know that feeling.
But you get in there and you think, oh, well, if I get this amount of money, I can get this extra weaponry, improved shields, improved engines. So what I have to do is I have to do a few side missions, and next thing you know, it's like 6 hours later, And I haven't even done a bloody story game, story mission. Right. They've all done side missions and, oh man. It, for such a simple premise, like you say, on the 2D plane, this game is so good. It's really good value. And PlayStation people, PlayStation Plus, they got it free on PS4 this month.
Right, so, right. Yeah. They have a few days left to get it. Yeah, so if you haven't gotten it yet, get it.
Is there an end to it? Is there an end to the story?
Yeah, there's a story mode. Yes.
But is there other titles that come up? Other, you know, is there a victory achieved in it?
We don't know.
I presume so.
Okay.
So yeah, the thing about about Rebel Galaxy compared to like your elites and your is it Gemini, Starpoint Gemini or something? Yeah.
Right.
It's really easy to pick up and play because it's got broadside cannons.
Right.
So you basically pull alongside a ship like you would a pirate ship in Assassin's Creed and you just let rip into that ship. As well as your broadside cannons, depending on what ship you buy, you've got mounted turrets which can automatically fire onto the enemy. And you can select when they fire, whether they only fire when you're locked on. They can fire at will, and it's great. And you've got your options of mining the asteroids for gold and minerals. So you've got all that depth to it, but in this simpler gameplay thing. And the galaxy is huge. You jump between star systems with jump gates, similar to mass relays in Mass Effect. And then when you're in these galaxies, you've got your star systems, you've got different ports you can go to trade, sell your wares, what you pick up when you kill up the pirates and everything. So yeah, it's really, really good. Really enjoying it.
Cool. Yeah, I must go back. I love the space battles bit, the way you're describing it there. Like, it reminded me of Battlestar Galactica. Galactica, yes. The new one when the big ships and the turrets and they were that sort of thing. That was good. Like, CGI stuff.
Yeah,
it was good, but God, too many games.
I know.
Too many games.
I hear that.
I've got to the point now where my upgrades now are in the region of 3 to 5 million credits to buy. So it's, I might force myself to do the story missions now and see if I can progress the story a bit because it's never ending.
So it sounds like you need some wealth management.
I've got a conference for you to go to.
You've got some contacts for me, Greg.
Yes, totally. Hook you up. Just talk to James, the guy in the burned out car next to the, we'll talk off air. Anything else, Mark?
No, that's it. That's all of our chance for this week. Rebel Galaxy, all right. Doom and Pro Clubs have sucked all my time this week.
Okay. Beautiful. Good enough. For me, we already talked about Titanfall 2. Did a little more time in Wasteland 2. So if you like old school, party-based RPGs that are turn-based combat, kind of like XCOM, but a little more old school. They don't have the nice fluid animations for the different kills, that kind of thing. I love Wasteland 2. I come back to it constantly. It is a fun, really cool game. I know it came over from PC. It's a nice port. Check it out if you're ever hunkering for one of those. Madden 17, I played a little bit of that over the past weekend. You know, it's improvements on Madden. You know, they improved some of the running in terms of how you control your runner. And I say improved, I don't know that I like it. I kind of like the old way they did the running because I went back and played some Madden 16 to compare. A lot of people have been singing its praises. So
it's the best Madden ever.
Just like FIFA. I mean, these games come around and they're just iterations upon iterations. Let's see. The last game that I want to talk about is Deus Ex.
Yeah, I really want to know about this because
I've heard a lot of things.
Yeah, so I just got the itchy finger and I said, you know what, Mark, we're getting Deus Ex Mankind Divided, even if you don't want it. and so Mark has benefited from me just being, you know, just wanting something new and shiny. Yeah. And it is a really good game. It is an improvement upon the previous Deus Ex game. And for those that are interested in
what it might be like. It is free on, you know, if you got it on the backwards compatibility Xbox Live Games for Gold. I think they gave it away last month.
Yeah.
Did they?
And so, yeah. So it should be in a lot of people's backwards compatibility list. Go check that out. The graphics are definitely an improvement from the 360 version. So it is a lot prettier. The game mechanics are very similar. So it's a lot of kind of basically they give you settings and it's approach it how you want. You can approach it stealth. You can approach it combat. I'm playing on a little bit higher difficulty level. So when I go in, combat can be really challenging. So I've been trying to go the stealthier route.
Sneaky bastard.
Playing sneaky bastard and not necessarily always killing people. And this is one of those games where also you'll have they say, you know, there's choices that will have quote unquote consequences, but I don't necessarily feel like this game really has the consequences, not like The Witcher 3. It's more just kind of like it'll change your path a little bit or give you information in a different delivery method or order. It's got all these different mechanics that you can upgrade systems for your character because you're this augmented person. So you have a lot of robotics to you. And they do a very ingenious way of the game gives you a taste of what it's like to have kind of a fully optimized you. And then take you into... Yeah, they take you down the story path a little bit, and they reset some things. And
hey, baby, ignoring you, I'm ready. I'm fully optimized.
You are not fully optimized yet, Robin. but yeah, so they reset things a little bit, and the story is okay. I'm going to say, to me, the story point so far hasn't been like the strongest suit. You know, the Deus Ex game, the previous game, there was a lot of complexities to it. I will say the one thing that's nice is that they do have a little intro video that you can watch. That's about 20 minutes long.
I'm going to say, told me to watch that because I've not played the first game. It is really long and it's really in-depth. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah. It recaps the entire first game.
That game must have been long because there was a lot of shit going on.
It used all the cutscenes basically from the previous game and tied them all together into a little movie. So you can get that background. So obviously if you never played the previous Deus Ex game, you don't have to. You can just dive into this. I would say if you don't know if you would like playing this game, then check out the previous game.
Did I have a 20-minute sort of recap of this game so I could watch it and then don't need to play it at all?
Probably. But in terms of the gameplay, it is first-person shooter stealth. However, when you go into cover, it brings you into third-person, kind of like the old Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
Yeah.
And so you can then kind of see around corners and see what's going on. About the only thing I really don't like is they have a takedown mechanic that when you're in stealth and hiding and somebody comes around a corner, you can take them out and you can either kill them lethally or take them out non-lethal. But when you activate that move, it breaks into like a cutscene, but the cutscene literally, it's like the screen goes black for a quick second and then they show the cutscene animation and then it comes back into the gameplay. And it just kind of pulls you out of it because of that cut to black and then cut to the special move, whatever he does, and then cutting back in. So I wish they had found a better way to do that. But outside of that, everything I've played so far, I've really enjoyed. It's supposedly about 15 to 20 hours, I believe. So not super long, but definitely, it's going to have a nice little time sink to it. So, all right. That is it for games we have played. Gosh, that went way longer than I thought it would.
No doubt, right?
We did start talking about bikes and pussies and virgins.
That's what it's about. Just general chit chat.
Yeah. All right, we have some news topics. We'll run through these fairly quickly unless we stop and want to talk about something specific.
Mark, you found a couple of news bits. Overwatch and other Blizzard games now streaming natively to Facebook.
Yeah, I thought that's quite cool. Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? Yeah, basically they can integrate live streaming, the game live streaming directly through to Facebook. They're calling it Blizzard Streaming, and it's a collaboration between the two companies. This can be activated with one click, a single click.
So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know that I want my feed filling up with...
The way I look at this is, as Facebook trying to compete now with Twitch and YouTube gaming?
Oh, totally. Yeah, much so.
Yeah, because Facebook's always already got the established customer base on it. So.
True.
So it's going to be interesting, that.
Well, hey, if you're playing Overwatch, feel free to stream onto our Facebook page. I don't know if you can do that or not, but, you know, hey. Halo Online quietly canceled.
Yeah.
So they didn't say anything about this. Yeah, so they had done a PC version of Halo. They had released it strictly in Russia and kind of the Eastern European territories to test. And they pulled the plug on it. My take on this, I think this is absolutely, given the fact that we know Halo 5 Forge is coming to PC this upcoming month in September, it's releasing. I think it's just a matter of time before we see Halo 5 come to PC. I think that is their ultimate plan. They're just drawing it out a little bit. I don't care about Halo Online because I never had an opportunity to play it. I know PC gamers were kind of excited about it because they would want to play Halo on PC. I think it's going to come. Yeah. You know, if not this game, for sure Halo 6 will be a Play Anywhere PC title.
Yeah. It'd be crazy not to, wouldn't it?
Totally. And
well,
now
it's part of the plan. So
the next, 5 news stories, all related to Sony.
Oh, good stuff.
So Sony, it was a rough week for Sony in terms of leaks. Yeah. So we knew that Sony has a big, PlayStation meeting coming up the first week of September. They're talking about live streaming it. There's all kinds of buzz talking about potentially the PS Neo coming out. And looks like they were going to be and probably still planning to announce the PS4 Slim. However, somebody was able to get a hold of, and I say get a hold of in quotes because likely they probably stole it. I don't know, from a warehouse. But they have a full retail box PlayStation 4 Slim. They actually showed the packaging. They pulled it out of the packaging. I mean, it was as legit as could be.
Yeah, they show it even running, don't they?
Yeah. Well, Eurogamer actually went to this person's house to see it in person and made him turn it on for them. So it is as legit can be. PS4 Slim. It looks like they're basically it's the same kind of width and depth, but the height. It's definitely smaller in height.
Yeah, it's the same footprint, but if you know what a PS4 looks like, you've got two sort of like halves like sandwiched together. There's like a groove through them. The top one is like a third, two thirds smaller, I'd have thought, thinner. There's no LED light going across the top anymore. They just have a little LED light where the power button is, and it's not a touch control anymore. It's like what we've done on the PS3 Slim. It's a physical button you press.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's like the guns of Navarone.
Yep, yeah, it is.
Looks like, if you look up really close,
it looks like a bunker.
A bunker.
It's flat black. Yep. It's not shiny. It's it's not the prettiest looking console,
no,
I have to say.
No, it isn't, no. I did see that when they were showing the console, I did see the little hatch where you can change the hard drive, so they still have that. Because that is one good thing about the PlayStations. It's so easy to replace a hard drive.
Yes.
Outside
of that, it's basically the same console, except for the internals have been shrunk, with the exception of the optical port and the optical out has been removed.
Yeah.
So now it is strictly HDMI. Which not a huge deal for probably most people. However, those people that use like Turtle Beach headsets, I think Turtle Beach headsets rely on the optical.
Yeah, just have a surround sound system, Greg.
Yeah.
Or a surround sound system that they're using their optical on. So that's no longer an option with the Slim. But you know, I'll throw this kind of caveat back out there. This console is it's geared towards the budget enthusiasts. It's not geared towards the people that want the latest greatest. You know, that's going to be the PS4 Neo. And I think Sony's hedging on that. And I would be shocked if, you know, they are not reducing the price down to at least $299, you know, in the US. And then they put, you know, the Neo is going to be the high end model.
Yeah.
And the Neo clearly is going to support probably 4K. It's going to do all of the HDR stuff. It's going to do everything that the PS4 Slim doesn't. And, you know, that's, I think, how Sony's going to position it. They're going to have a high-end model and a low-end model.
Its name is Neo, and it is the better brand.
There you go. Yeah. So along with the Slim, they did announce and showed off a new DualShock 4 controller as well.
Didn't see that.
Yeah.
This was more or less, again, the same model, except for how the current DualShock 4 has, and, you know, by the way, I apologize to anybody watching in the Twitch stream. If I was really good with my Twitch abilities, I would be showing up videos right now. Mark, there you go. There you go. So the top touchpad area now has a thin line that runs across that basically is opening up and showing the light from the light bar. So you no longer have to turn your controller around to see what color your controller is. For which player you're supposed to be, it'll show through on the top. And I've heard that the triggers might have received a little bit of a tweak to feel a little more responsive. But
yeah,
I mean, but it's pretty much the same.
I have heard one other thing as well, Greg, which is a big improvement, because the current controllers, the launch ones like what I have, the battery life in them isn't spectacular. They are built
crap.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they are built-in batteries. You can't change them.
Right.
But apparently, they have at least doubled the capacity of a battery. The battery lasts twice as long. That's from reports of those in the wild.
That's brilliant. So that is interesting
because I had not heard that. Yeah. I had actually heard it was the same battery. So it'll be interesting to see.
I can't remember the source I've read it, but yeah, it was on them links you sent where the unboxing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that would be a good thing, because God knows that controller was horrible as it is. Yeah. The PS4 DualShock also is going to be getting a wireless dongle for playing on PC. And they're selling that for $29.99 in the US. It'll be coming out in the September timeframe.
I don't understand why they need to do that, because it's already got built-in Bluetooth. You can use it on a PC already.
Joshua does that, yeah.
So my theory on this is they just want to sell you something, to be perfectly honest, right. Because it's the drivers, really, is what's important in this. And if Sony's not openly releasing the drivers for the DualShock 4, they're just releasing it through this dongle. So that's their way of trying to make a little extra. And they're putting this out in conjunction with PlayStation Now coming to PC.
Yeah.
So that's actually out in the UK, Belgium, and the Netherlands right now. It launched August 23rd. So PlayStation Now available on PC out your way. And then by next week, it should be launching out in the US as well.
I think as one of their best customers, I got an email inviting me to join the trial. So.
Absolutely. You are definitely one of their best customers. You are actually a great customer for them. Yeah. If only they could hear you talk, they might take that invitation away.
Or understand what I say.
Could be part of the issue. But yeah, so PlayStation Now coming, rolling out to PC. To me, this is a natural thing. Given that Gaikai, which was the original technology this was on, was on PC, why not? You know, why not bring PlayStation 3 games out to PC? What'll be interesting is if they ever decide or attempt to put PlayStation 4 games onto PlayStation Now.
Yeah, well,
that's when I think it becomes interesting.
It would kill their own console sales, though, wouldn't they?
Well, there you go. You know, it boils down to the question of this: is Sony interested in selling software? Or are they just interested in selling their hardware? And I would venture to say it is the latter right now.
Yeah, they really are more focused on
trying to push their hardware.
Yeah.
Hence why they don't have PlayStation 4 games on PS Now.
And
they
suppose,
want you to buy a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, if you've got a super duper gaming rig, you're not going to want to buy a PS4 anyway, are you? I wouldn't have thought. So.
You know, I mean, again, the exclusive, that's why they keep their exclusives on Sony hardware.
Yeah.
They want to force that that PC user to say, well, maybe I will get a PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. And with VR coming, you know, who knows? Maybe the VR games do become compelling and they are the cheaper VR, you know, option right now.
You know what will be interesting then, don't you? Whether PlayStation VR becomes PC compatible because of the price at the moment. They would kill it for Oculus and Vive or Vive, whatever it's called.
Yeah, but it just seems to be. I don't know. This is a step into PC land here with this, but that seems far removed from what Sony have ever done. Really?
It's an interesting moment right now. You know,
I still think that the PS Plus thing is still for drunk people after they come in from the club to go.
Yes.
Both, yeah, the PS Now thing.
I don't care how much it costs.
I like the idea, you know. I mean, I always was a big supporter of OnLive. I loved the concept. They just didn't have a good pricing model, and you know, they still did have a little bit of lag, and there still is a little bit of lag every once in a while on PlayStation Now games from reports. So, playing online multiplayer probably not the best option for those games, but single player games. I can't see a reason why it wouldn't be a good option. Mm-hmm. PlayStation Plus, and this is the last piece of Sony news, PlayStation Plus gets a raise. So it is now going to be $59.99 a year, raising $10 a year for the subscription price.
About this. So mad. This is ridiculous. Robin, how much is it going to be?
Robin, calm down. It's only Canada and America and North America.
Yes,
Canada.
Only we got the raise.
Yeah.
You know, I think the one misstep they took here, because, I mean, let's face it, Xbox Live was already $59.99. It certainly is, I think, fine in my eyes that PlayStation Plus gets a price.
Oh, hang on a minute, man. So PlayStation Plus wasn't the same price as Xbox Live in America.
It was $10 cheaper. It was $10 cheaper here in America.
Oh, no, it's always been the same price here. All right.
Interesting.
So we've been screwed then all this time again.
Sony's been giving it to you, Mark.
damn you, PS4.
Not Vaseline.
I think what would have made this go over maybe a little easier is if they had just announced something like, you know, hey, we're raising the subscription price $10, but, you know, hey, we're also doing this because we're going to be going after more AAA games or maybe, you know, announcing a bunch of features that are launching out with PlayStation Plus for the new dashboard. But they just didn't do it. They didn't make any kind of tie-in announcement. So it just kind of felt like, hey, everybody get excited. You get to pay $10 more.
Yay.
That's all we got to say. Nothing else.
It sounds a bit like one of the other reasons why I kicked for Virgin. I got an email out of the blue from Virgin Media saying, you're a well-valued customer, all this blah, blah, blah. By the way, your services are going up next month.
We value your subscription. Yeah. We value your customer, loyalty. And because of that loyalty, Mark, we're going to charge you $10 more.
Yeah.
That's right.
Congratulations. Thanks for supporting us.
Well, I just really renewed my Sony PSN the other day. I had it on the auto renew.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, I paid $39.99. And they're auto renew, so I probably could have got a tenner cheaper or something out there. But
this doesn't affect you. It's not. There's not a price.
But I'm so annoyed for all my American brethren that they're going to have to pay for being online. It's ridiculous. I would be in his arms and build a wall around Sony headquarters to keep the Mexicans out.
They're the ones that are costing this price, like, and the Canadians. The damn Canadians.
Oh, damn it. When we send good politicians over there to stand with Trump.
anyway. All right.
Sorry, Canadians.
Before we dive into speak pipes, because we did get a couple speak pipes, Mark, real quickly, can we give some Twitch shout outs? I know we've had a few people in the Twitch.
We have quite a few, yeah.
One individual, by the way,
Fraser Moores, was supposed to be on the podcast. And then he said, well, you know what? I don't need to be on the podcast if you don't need me. I'd much rather take a nap. However, he was in watching us on the podcast when he was supposed to be napping. Fraser, go to your room right now and go to sleep.
We've got Night Raven 19, Danny's Alex. We have, as I scroll
dude, Danny
for time, Step J, Amaryllis, our own Nicole, Batch Gaming TV, Viva La Pedros has been in there. We have got scroll. I'm fighting for time here. They're all the same people. Oh. There's been a lot of conversation going on in the chat. That's what's...
Probably what talking about the sand bikes and...
All sorts. We've got Teflon 12. Veteran Gamers has just joined us, which I presume is Chinny. So it looks might like be. He's back from Gran Canaria.
Someday he might be talking about the stories of his trip and things that he's done.
Greg will know what I'm on about. Has it been announced yet?
Not to my knowledge.
Right, okay, I will tell him.
Of course, Chinny hasn't said anything, so Chinny, you know, make an announcement.
Congratulations.
We've got a...
He's becoming a woman, by the way, just for everybody. That's why he's been growing the hair so long. Fat
Jesus.
Yeah. And that's...
Gizarina.
That's what people have been
is going to be his new name. Yeah. All right. Speak pipes, Mark. Let's do this. We're long in the tooth here. We need to forge on.
These people can talk all night. It's ridiculous. Oh, Kim, shut up.
Sorry.
Right. This is our first speak pipe from Viva La Pedros.
Hello, everyone at the Overseas Connection. Viva La Pedros here. We got a fun, but rather disturbing question from Marcanics on our last podcast, and it was for all of us to answer whether we'd marry, shag, or kill our co-hosts, and which one would we do. We had a lot of fun with it, but we thought we'd like to have more fun with this, and as Marcanics put it to us, we'd like to spin it back on him as to which one of us true skills bastard he'd do that to. So, but there is four of us, so if he had all four of us down in his creepy dungeon, he's got to marry one of us, shag one of us, kill one of us, and release the fourth one. So what would your options be out of myself, Game Over UK, Step J, and Dr. Woolly? Cheers, guys. Have a fun show.
First of all, you were not supposed to tell anyone about that dungeon, Peds. God, they've spun that back on me, haven't they? Bollocks, right. Yeah.
I really appreciate him spinning this back on just you.
No kidding, right?
Because I remember asking... I asked this question to you guys when I was just a listener, when it was you, Chris, Matthew, Skull, and Chinny. Yeah, I love this question. I would marry Peds, Viva La Pedros, because he's got a lot of same interests as me. He's got the same hairdo as me.
Oh my God, you've thought about this?
Yeah. I did actually listen to this earlier when Greg sent me it. Yeah. I would kill Game Over UK because he slagged off Titanfall on the podcast this week. I would shag Step J because you just need a bit of rough every now and again, and he looks like he'd give a bit of rough. And I'd release Dr. Woolly because I've not really interacted with Dr. Woolly, so I'll just let him go.
All right.
So I hope that answers your questions, Pedros.
Uncomfortably moving on?
Yeah, I'm not asking that question ever again because I don't want to have to go through that again.
Yes, we're uncomfortably moving on to something that's probably going to be uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to this.
Yeah. All right. Next, you ready? Speak pipe, please.
You ready for this?
Hey guys, it's the Great Owl.
The owls are not what they seem.
Woohoo! What's wrong with Piltreed? He gave sick and get this guy on his show? I mean, what kind of joke is this? This guy sends a couple of dumb, shitty ass speak pipes, all of a sudden he's putting him on his show? What a moron! Oh well.
That was it.
He didn't,
shit. I gotta say this.
No, I'm finished. I'm finished.
Oh, it's more?
Nope. Yeah, it's 10 seconds.
Anyway, maybe Magnum PI can figure out what's wrong with the OC podcast. Peace out, guys. Have a good show.
He even laughed himself halfway through that.
Unbelievable. You know, now this is self-promotion, and I'm going to promote it now as well, because he is on Pilch Read this week, and that's going to be amazing to see if he can actually keep this up an hour and a half. I have to admit, I was listening to Chris MJW on Pilch this week, and he had a couple of speak pipes in there, and I swear to God, I cried in the car. It was just ridiculously funny. So Jason, you're does your wife or girlfriend and children know you're doing this? I mean, I thought I was bad.
Secret life. It's a double life.
And I just love this whole persona, and he's almost as bad as Viva La Pedros, leaving a speak pipe in every podcast in the world at the moment. He's the sensible side, and Jason is just what is the word for Jason? I know.
Out there.
Jason.
Yes. The thing I love about his speak pipes is they all interlink all the VG Hub podcasts.
Yes.
And he always mentions a different show and links them all together. So, yeah, it's brilliant. I love it.
It's pretty good.
I can't understand really what he said there at all or anything whatsoever. But, yeah.
It's kind of Mr. Bill ish. For those that don't know Mr. Bill, look him up. But, yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. I didn't know there was something wrong with our podcast, by the way.
I didn't
but apparently, something is wrong. We need to figure it out.
So maybe the wise old owl will let us know.
I kind of count on that.
Yeah.
All right, trivia time. Jason Johnson, Teflon 212, our trivia grandmaster, has once again given us two trivia questions for the three of you to battle against. Mark, I believe you are in the lead right now.
Yes, I got 2 points last week.
Right now.
You haven't given me all my points for hosting.
right. That'll come on the back end, Robin. It always comes
on the back end.
Come
on the back end. Good stuff.
Damn straight. All right, here we go. First trivia question. These are multiple choice questions, so if you're listening to this at home, you can play along. And, of course, I will give you the multiple choices. And then for the podcast team, you have to input your answers into our notes so I can see them, and nobody don't look on each other's papers. Okay.
Fine.
All right. Here we go. What Nintendo franchise had a fan-made game that was released recently to the tune of 1.5 million downloads before it was taken down? What Nintendo franchise had a fan-made game that was released recently to the tune of 1.5 million downloads before it was taken down? Presumably by Nintendo. Was it A, Legend of Zelda, B, Yoshi's Island, C, Kirby, or D, Pokemon? What game?
Oops, wrong button.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's definitely not. So was it A, Legend of Zelda, B, Yoshi's Island, C, Kirby, or D, Pokemon? If you could please all give me your answers now.
I was trying to press this one. Right, okay, I mean, I have no idea, but I'm guessing.
All right, we have three different answers. This is exciting stuff. I can safely say nobody got it right.
Oh,
it was D, Pokemon.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Whoops. I got it right. Yeah, me too.
Yes, Pokemon Uranium is a fan-made project that was released after 9 years of development. My phone just went dark, so I can't see the answer. And Teflon, might know two people who have copies. He might, in question marks. Uranus. He does not for sure.
Pokemon Uranus.
Pokemon Uranium.
All right.
Uranium, not
Uranium.
All right. No, nobody got anything there. We're moving on, Robin. Moving on. What is the best-selling game of all time in copies sold? Best-selling game of all times in copies sold. Okay.
Robin, it is not Colonial Marines.
Is it A, Tetris, B, Minecraft, C, Super Mario Brothers, or D, Wii Sports?
best-selling game of all time copies sold.
I think this is a bit of a surprise one. I'm sure I've heard something similar to this recently. All right, I'm ready.
All right.
Well, listen,
everybody, here answers again. The best-selling game of all time, and then in parentheses, in copies sold, okay, is it A, Tetris, B, Minecraft, C, Super Mario Brothers, or D, Wii Sports?
Tell you what we need. We need the countdown clock.
We do need a countdown clock.
Tetris. Hey, Tetris.
What were they again, Greg? Sorry.
A, Tetris.
Yeah.
B, Minecraft.
Yeah.
C, Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
D, Wii Sports.
Right.
Best-selling game of all time in copies sold. I need your answers. Now.
Maybe it wasn't a good idea to use a 30-second clip.
Pardon?
Oh, shit, hang on. Wrong screen.
Mons 2.
All right. So we have one person who has said Super Mario Brothers. That is Mark.
The Smash Brothers. Is that...
Super Mario Brothers?
Oops,
crap. It's not Smash Brothers.
Oh, Super Mario. All right, yeah. That one, then.
Super Mario Brothers for Mark. We have Robin, who is saying Tetras, but it's Tetris.
Yeah,
it's an Irish thing, just for the record.
For sure.
And then Kim said Wii Sports.
But Wii Sports wasn't sold. It was given away free.
I can safely say, by the way, it was counted as sold, for the record.
That's wrong.
There is one person who has gotten it right, and that person is... Even though he spelled it incorrectly, Tetris is the number one selling game all time. 495 million copies.
Fuck you all. Yeah.
495 million copies sold all time. The number two game is Minecraft at 106 million copies.
Yeah, that's gonna soon take
Wii Sports at number three at 82 million. Because they did count all those copies they included in those consoles. All
right.
And then GTA 5 is at number 4 at 65 million. And Super Mario Brothers actually just over 40 million.
And the Aliens Clone Millions is just down there in top 10 too, is it?
No. Yeah, and this was according to Forbes in their quote-unquote copies sold. So there you go.
So, Greg, tell me, who won this week?
So that would go to one Robin Tate, even though he can't spell Tetris.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay.
I'd like a recount. No, I'm kidding.
I would like a recount. There's a hanging Chad. That's a U.S. election vote.
There you go. It's just there now.
All right.
Tetris.
Yes. All right. Kim, let's talk about new releases next week. I've heard it's a fairly short list.
Sorry.
Alrighty, our new releases for August 27th to September 2nd are Le Havre, the Inland Port for PC on August 29th, Assetto Corsa, Xbox One, PS4, August 30th. No, I think it's just a Corsa.
Yeah, I think that actually came out Friday in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Friday just gone.
Yep.
Alrighty. Attack on Titan, Xbox One, PS4, PS3, Vita, and PC, August 30th.
Not near
the success. Galactic VR for the Vive, August 30th.
Don't say Vive. The PC people are going to go mad.
What is it then?
The Vive.
All right. The Final Station for the Xbox One, PS4, PC, Mac, and Linux, August 30th. Champions of Antaria for the PC on August 30th. Four-Sided Fantasy. Sure, that's a game. PS4, PC, August 30th. If you say that's
should
a game.
Should be 20-Sided Fantasy, by the way.
Well, alrighty. God Eater 2, Rage Burst. Dear Lord. PS4, Vita, PC, August 30th. Hatsune Miku Daiva X for PS4, Vita, August 30th.
Ooh.
Let me scroll down here. Hold on a second. LiveLog, Xbox One, PS4, PC, August 30th. Nebulous for the PS4, PC, Mac, also on the 30th. One Way Trip PS4, August 30th. Resident Evil 4 for the Xbox One, PS4 on the 30th. Strike Vector X for the Xbox One, PS4, also on the 30th. Talent, not included. It's part of the podcast, right?
I was just going to say, that's our like mantra.
Right? For the PC, Mac, and it says Greg, so I'm just going to go with it. For August 30th.
Mark, stop doing that.
The Turing Test, Xbox One, PC, August 30th. Verdun for the Xbox One and PS4, August 30th. Let me scroll down some more here. World of Warcraft Legion for the PC and Mac on the 30th. Neuro Voider for the PC, Mac, and Linux on the 31st. That was done. Nope. Run Gun Jump Gun for the PC, Mac. Thank you. August 30th. Shiny.
Not our old presenter friend.
Shinyverse.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's actually called Shiny. Yeah.
Give yourself a shiny.
Right? For the Xbox One and PC on the 31st. Tahira for the PC, Mac, and Linux, 31st. Axiom Verge for the Wii U.
Oh, brilliant. For the Wii U, great.
They still make games for that? September 1st.
Hey, Earthlock. Don't discount this, man. This is the first game they've gotten in like a month.
I was going to say, yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. Earthlock, Festival of Magic for the Xbox One on the 1st, and it's also our Games with Gold. But anyway, that'll be later.
Don't buy it. It's going to be free on September 1st. Sake,
don't buy it. And Daishin for the PC, Mac, and Linux is on September 2nd. And that is your new releases for the 27th to the 2nd.
Very excellent. Good.
That's all a big list of nothing.
Big list of something. There's some something in there. Azetta Corsa, or Corset, if I go by my words. Mark,
yes.
Mark, let's talk about the monthly freebies. We've heard the September Games with Gold ones. We haven't heard about Sony's yet, so let's at least talk about the Games with Gold, so people can get excited about things for quote unquote free things they have to pay for to get free.
So Robin's best mate Larry has sent us some insider information. On Xbox One, starting September 1st to the 30th of September, you can get Earthlock Festival of Magic as a freebie download if you pay for Xbox Live Gold. And from the 16th of September to October 15th, you can get Assassin's Creed Chronicles China. So if you just bought that game recently, you're a bit of a mug, aren't you?
Thank you.
And currently, still going until the September 15th, you can still download WWE 2K16, which I played last week, and it is quite a bit of fun couch co-op.
I have downloaded it. I want to play it.
I'd say I've been fighting with my nephews, but they beat the fucking shit out of me on that game because I didn't have a clue. So on Xbox 360, we have the fantastic Forza Horizon. That's available through September 1st to the 15th. And then from 15th to 30th September, we get Mirror's Edge. And of course, these two games are backwards compatible.
Yeah, I'm excited for Mirror's Edge, not so much Forza Horizon. Yeah. I played Forza Horizon before. I'm getting Forza Horizon 3. I don't care about Forza Horizon. No. Mirror's Edge, on the other hand, though, I never played the first one, really. I heard all the hype, and everybody kind of, it was like a media darling, but it never caught hold. I'm curious to play it.
You got like veteran gamers, you got like Ginny and that saying, the first one really isn't that good anyway. But it'd be interesting to play it for
From what I can tell, the second one wasn't either. So
there's only one letter missing from Mirror's Edge. If it had an H in it, its name as well, and you could abbreviate it to M-E-H. Meh. Yeah.
Meh. All right, fair enough.
But if you've never played Forza Horizon game, unlike Greg, don't be like Greg. Play Forza Horizon.
I plan to.
Because it's really good.
I didn't say don't play it. I just said I wasn't interested in it because I'm going to be getting in Forza Horizon 3.
All about you, you, you.
It is all about me. Now shut up. Damn it.
All right, kids, calm down.
Keep you straight.
Or start talking about victories achieved, Robin. Maybe that's what we should have you do. Let's put that voice to work.
Okay.
Talk about how we can cost you more money.
All right. Well, victories achieved. So finish your bloody games. Take a photograph of yourself in front of the friggin' titles.
Do something Mark and I have not been doing. Please.
And tweet it to @OC_podcast. Do you hear me, people? OC underscore podcast. Along right, right, with the
real, hash. Real quick, yeah. Robin. This is what we were talking about earlier when you weren't on the show yet. This is where we're trying to simplify things. We know we caused a little confusion out there amongst the community members on where they were supposed to be sending the victories achieved. We were the Overseas Connection podcast, and yet we were part of G4T community. So it was like, well, you know, where do we send it to? And so we want to simplify it and make it easy for everybody. So everything's geared towards the Overseas Connection podcast. Still love our gate friends, still part of that community, but at OC underscore podcast, that's the Twitter. That's the handle you want to use.
So you send that off with a photograph of yourself with the titles or the trophy that you've finished with to finish the game in the background with the hashtag victory achieved. And we will acknowledge the receipt of that with a letter and a note to your mother to say you've well done. Now your son or daughter has finished the game.
Wouldn't mind.
And you will be entered into a draw. And that draw will be drawn next week for the last 3 months. And you'll win monies for Xboxes or PlayStations or PC things. And we'll pull one of the names out at random out of the hat. And you'll win. That's so easy. And then we'll start it all over again for the next 3 months.
Easy,
so
easy.
The people that finished games this week, Caliburn M finished The Wolf Among Us.
Yay.
Yes, very good. Very wolfy. Mr. Miyagi, 1984. He played Batman Arkham Origins, Cold Heart DLC. Bongo the Sane bought and finished Assassin's Creed China. Obligate Failure finished Ratchet and Clank. That's lots of fun on the PS4. Amra 89 finished Lifeline Silent Night DLC. Yeah, that took you a minute or two, I'm sure there, big lad. Caliburn M also finished The Room 2. This one's good. Steffi Business completed Star Wars Battlefront. Now, how do you do that, says you? He completed everything. Every single achievement or trophy. Yeah. He done it all. Every one of them. And that's an achievement.
Yeah, he must have put some hours into it. Yeah, so we'll give him that. Yeah.
Batch Gaming spent 2 hours on Daylight. And Infected Psych finished. This is great. I missed Infected Spike. He finds the weirdest games ever to complete. Gravity Falls, Legends of the Gnome Gemluets. I had to look it up to see if it was real.
It was on a handheld, wasn't it? I saw a tweeted picture.
Yeah, it's on 3DS. Yeah. So, very good. So, congratulations to those people. And you can join in. That's free to join, and there's money involved.
All right.
Yeah, and just, again, for every game you complete, I drop some money into the hat for Extra Life, and that's sitting at about $256 at the moment. Extra Life is coming up in November, and it's a gaming event for 24 hours that we play games. There's a vghub.net team you're more than welcome to join. So if you go to extra-life.org and search for vghub.net, join the team or send us some money. And right now, as we speak, if I can mention Midlife Gamer Guys, they're on. Darren is playing World of Tanks.
Yeah, I've been watching him today,
24 hours right now. So support Darren at Midlife Gamer. They're supporting Games Aid, and they do that every year very well. And I look forward to meeting them again in Birmingham next month at EGX. So, that's that. By the way, there's a full list of everybody. There's 48 people that have went into the victory achieved. And there's a points total there. Of Caliburn M is at the top of that leader board at the moment.
Well, it's got quite a big lead, hasn't it?
Yeah. So if you're interested, there's about 6 games ahead now. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested to see where you fall on that chart tomorrow, if you're listening live, but by the time you listen to this, that full chart will be on our Facebook page at fb.ocpod.com, and you'll check out where you are in that leaderboard. So, thank you. And that's that.
I think I have a half point.
Yeah.
No, you're higher than that, sir.
You have this, Greg. You have this sound effect dedicated to you and everyone who victory achieved.
Have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
Quality.
Woo!
Yes, woo. Quality. All right. Woohoo! Here we go. Closing notes. We are done with this podcast, but we want to impart some knowledge on you. So if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, God, I might want to watch these idiots. That's super simple. Just jump onto Twitch TV, twitch.tv/OC podcast. Type it into your browser of choice. You will magically be ported over to our page on Twitch. And every Saturday, right around 3 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. UK. If you're in the middle, somewhere like the East Coast, New York area, it's going to be 6 p.m. your time. We podcast, and we're pretty consistent about it. We're pretty darn good about being here every week, week in, week out. We're like the U.S. Post Office, rain, snow, whatever. We're no out windows. There delivering podcasts. No windows, doesn't matter. We're there for you. And it's free. We don't have a premium service. We don't charge anything for this. We even give money back to the community. So there's really no reason not to listen to us. And you can watch. You can be part of the chat. But, of course, if you're old school, look us up on iTunes, Stitcher. We're there as well. Just we do ask, maybe give us a review on our YouTube page, our iTunes page. And, of course, follow and subscribe to us. If you ever want to email the show, podcast@ocpod.com. That's podcast@ocpod.com. And then, of course, you can tweet us @OC_podcast and send us your victories achieved. Very important. You send it to @OC podcast, OC_podcast. Got to remember that. This is no longer the dots business. It's OC_podcast. Important. Facebook group, of course, we talked about it already, fb.ocpod.com. And the reason why I'm going through all of this is because a lot of this stuff is new. And so we want to make sure that you, the listener, know about it. Follow us. Give us a hard time. Send us SpeakPipes. SpeakPipe, by the way, if you just go onto our podcast website, ocpod.com, there's a big old icon on the left side for SpeakPipe. Just click on that. You can record a 30-second message. You can review it. And you can re-record it as many times as you want. It's perfect. And you sound like an owl. That's pretty much it. I think our show is done at this point. So let's do some shout outs. Kim, start us off, please.
Yeah, that's me. And I'm at GamerGirl27 pretty much everywhere. That's Steam and Xbox and here, you know, everywhere. I want to shout out to you guys as usual. It was a blast. I enjoy being here. And, to our listeners and, you know, our viewers and all that. You guys are the reason we do this, because otherwise we'd just be talking to ourselves and, well, we'd do that anyway.
Yeah, normal. We do that anyway.
You know, we might as well let y'all watch it. So, yeah, thanks for showing up and, you know, making us feel a little bit special anyway. And not the helmet wearing special, because I feel like that every day. So, anyway, how about you, Mark?
I want to shout out my nephew, James. He's just got his GCSE results this week, and he passed all 8. And he did quite well in them, the mixes of B's and C's. So, and he was quite worried he wasn't going to pass them. So, well done, James. And he's now enrolled and got on a college course for game development. So, yes, Craig.
I have a question.
Yes.
what are GCSEs?
GCSEs.
Those things.
Fuck knows. Some qualification all, from school. when I were at school, they didn't have them.
They were called O-levels.
O-levels, yeah.
It's the exam you do when you're 16, and then you go on to do a higher exam. So
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a fair set of exams. I want to shout out the True Skills FIFA Pro Clubs team for letting me join them, and it was a blast, and I can't wait to play that again. And I want to thank everyone who's joined the new Facebook group we've set up on self-promotion here, fb.ocpod.com.
Please do so.
We're going to try get this as active as we were on the G4TE Facebook group, which is still going, by the way. We're not replacing that, but it's going to run side by side in conjunction. But yeah, we pushing the Facebook group because everything seems to be social media at the moment. Forums are a bit of a dinosaur thing of the past, so it's all about social media. So get joining up to the Facebook group, please. Over to Robin.
I would also like to cheer my son. I know he listens to this now and again because he done extremely well in his GCSEs. got his college course, got a job.
Nice.
He's had a fantastic couple of weeks. Very, very proud of him. Quick shout out to Richard Primrose. He's got a fantastic new mix out called Yamaha Bio Boy. He's a great mixer, DJ. Fantastic. Yeah. Richard Primrose, our old skulldugger, our good buddy. And the mix is brilliant. Some of the stuff he does is fantastic. So look up Richard Primrose, skulldugger.
Is there on SoundCloud still?
Yeah, and heart this or heart to get you, right. You know, if you it's there. If you go onto Facebook and look me up, I've got a link to it at the moment as well. Right. So look up Robin Tate. You'll get me at Bongo the Sane everywhere out there as well, and at robin@ocpod.com if you want to send me an email with your bicycling tips. One last thing. If you ever thought about you could maybe foster or foster kids. We foster kids. So if you want to know right. more about that, about kinder and kinder care and what we do for them, contact me. We'll have a chat. And that's it. I'm Greg.
That was a very nice, lovely kind of, I don't know, throw out request, whatever you want to call it. It's a fantastic thing you do, Robin.
Yeah,
I have to give you huge, huge props.
I'm not doing it for that. I'm just saying, if there's anything else interesting.
I understand that. This is me on my own saying, I think what you do is special. So
I'm a special boy.
I understand that also.
We know.
All right. I want to shout out Mike. People know him as Chinny1985. And also I want to shout out Tara. Chinny1985 as well. And then I want to shout out Joe Brookfield. I play fantasy football. I think we've talked about this many, many times. I love fantasy football. It's quite honestly a really fun, passionate, quasi-gambling thing that I like to do. And I play in this dynasty league that Gary DeFelice somehow suckered me into playing. It's a league in which every year we kind of revamp our rosters. We have a imaginary budget of what we can allot for picking up players. And Joe Brookfield, who is the manager of a team called Thor's Hammer, because we're all Marvel comic book based teams, he had outbid everybody for a quarterback in the NFL, plays in the Dallas Cowboys, Tony Romo. And last night, Tony Romo fractured a vertebrae and is out for at least half the season.
Oh, no.
And I drafted the rookie backup quarterback to him. So I'm kind of happy right now. Feeling Joe's pain, but I'm happy.
Very smug, yes. Greg.
Yes. I feel smug right now. I feel good. I want to shout out Owls Everywhere. I want to shout out the True Skill guys. It's been fun playing some Titanfall 2 with them. I want to shout out the three of you for making the podcast. And even if you were a little late, Robin, either way, you made it. I appreciate it. I want to shout out Fraser for just being Canadian. And I want to shout out our
verbal
listeners.
Verbal Rob's hair. Yeah, Verbal Rob's hair. Don't forget that.
You can never forget Verbal Rob's hair. Once you've seen it, you cannot unsee it. No,
it's unbelievable.
I do want to shout out the listeners. That includes Verbal Rob's hair. His hair actually listens as well. You know, hey, they make what we do all the more worth it. To them, I say thank you, and I say good night, because this podcast is over, which means, Mark, you better be ready to play some music.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.